You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX, in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's just a little past 20 till 11 AM on this Wednesday, September 27th, and it's time for Valley Talk, and we have a special guest today, as it's Sarah Pylon from the Valley Corn Maze. Sarah, how's your Wednesday going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Good. And as I mentioned, you're from the Valley Corn Maze, and that's going on right now. But first, let's talk about what exactly is the Corn Maze and where can people find it?
Okay, so we are a 15-acre corn maze that's located right outside of East Grand Forks. We're actually right on Highway 2, really easy to find, about a mile east of East Grand Forks. You really can't miss us. We're kind of in the middle of nowhere.
That's good that it's very easily accessible. And how long has the corn maze been going on?
So this year is our eighth year in business. We started in 2015.
So what are some of the attractions that you can find at the Valley Corn Maze?
So we have so much to do. We have the 15-acre corn maze, which takes about an hour, hour and a half to go fully through. But for those who just want to come out, there are tons of activities to do. We have a massive corn box, which is really popular. Kids and adults alike can play in heaps of corn. We also have a beeline that is really fun to go on. We have a basketball game, tons of yard games to play, a giant slide that my dad built and has stacked up like four high of these giant hay bales. We also have a wagon train ride and rat rollers, lots of things to do.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of things for a lot of different audiences as well.
Yes, yep.
Yeah, so not just the kids can enjoy it, but the adults and even the elders can also enjoy it, and that's something that's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. We really want everybody of all ages, all families to come out and have a good time.
What are the hours for the corn maze being open?
So Saturdays we're open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Everyone loves food, so what concessions do you guys offer?
We have great concessions. One of our big hits is our mini donuts. They are fantastic. They come in like cinnamon sugar flavored or pumpkin flavored. That's my personal favorite. We also have taco in a bag, hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, drinks, candies, pretty much everything for anyone.
And I also see that there's hot cider and hot chocolate that's served only in October.
Yes, just when it gets cold out is when we bring out the hot beverages.
Yeah, so everyone get ready for that as we are turning the page into October in just a few days. Do you know what flavors of hot cider there are?
I think it's just the regular hot cider, but it's really nice to have that available because it does get kind of chilly out there, and it's nice to have something warm to hold on to.
A couple of events have already passed, but there's one that's coming up this weekend that you guys are really looking forward to.
Yes, we have our grandparents' weekend is coming up. It's Saturday and Sunday. So grandparents get in for free with a paid grandchild.
That's really nice, and that's going to be going on the 30th and the 1st. And then there are a couple other events that are on the schedule for the rest of October. What are those?
Yes. So we have our Touch a Tractor weekend is October 7th and 8th. And that is where we have big old tractors out at the maze that people can climb in. They can sit in. The kids absolutely love it. We try to have a variety of different farm equipment out there that most people don't get a chance to get up close and personal with. So it's really fun.
And then I see the following weekend is Canines in the Corn. That's on October 14th and the 15th.
Yes, that is also a really popular one. We really love being able to offer that to everybody who has dogs, cats, that they can come out and bring their animals, go into the corn maze. It's really a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm sure my dog would absolutely love being able to socialize. That's got to be a good event for people to get out and socialize with their dogs, too. And it's a good way to meet other people, especially since it's in East Grand Forks. You get to have a big bunch. It's a good central location for people to kind of convene.
Yes, it is such a great location because we can reach people from Crookston, Thief River, Warren, Grafton, all the surrounding areas. It's a nice hub.
And then the final weekend on October 19th through the 22nd, what's happening there?
So that is our our extended MEA weekend. So most Minnesota schools have that time off. So we're open Thursday and Friday on those days. And then we have our regular Saturday and Sunday hours. And then October 22nd is our last day, but we offer this thing called Flashlight Dash, where you can come out after we close. It starts at 6 and goes till 9 p.m. So people can run through the corn at night. It is a really popular event, and it's the last day, so if the corn gets a little damaged, it's okay.
That's good that you can be a little destructive, and, well, it's okay because the owners won't be too upset about it.
Not too upset, yeah, but it's lots of fun.
I saw that last weekend you guys had Hometown Heroes Weekend. Is that a pretty big deal?
Yes, we love having the Hometown Heroes Weekend with like the airbase and all of our medical personnel that we have here in the area, to be able to offer that to their families to come out, have a good time, create some memories, because we know that they have like a busy workload and it's fun to go out before the snow starts flying.
Is that always the second weekend of the corn maze being open?
Typically, yeah. Sometimes we'll kind of move the events around, but we're pretty consistent with our events where they hit.
I also saw on the website that there's already some future events planned for 2024. What are some of those?
We pretty much have our regular events. We have our Sunflower Days, which is really fun. It's open in August. We'll have those dates for next year in the future, but the maze itself is not open during that time, but we do have all of our activities open and people can come out and pick flowers. We have sunflowers. We also did a zinnia field this year, and it was beautiful. There were thousands of flowers out there. You can come out and you can take your family photos, you can take engagement photos, senior photos, all the works, and then you can take some of those flowers home with you as like a little memento.
Is there a way that people can contact to set those up in advance?
Yes. So you can always email us at info@valleycornmaze.com, or you can call our cell phone, which is, oh my gosh, where's the cell phone number? 701-215-6886 is our cell phone. You can always call that number and set something up with groups, or if you have any questions at all regarding what's coming up in the future.
I also see that there are some season passes that are still available.
Yes, the season passes are such a great value. They are $21 per person. Kids under 36 inches tall always get in for free. And then the season passes are good for the entire season. You can come every single day. You don't have to decide which event you have to choose to go to. It's a really great value.
How much are people saving, even though it's been a couple weekends in?
If you come twice, the season pass pays for itself. So it's a pretty good deal.
Really, really good value. If you're just tuning in the middle of this Valley Talk, we're talking with Sarah Pylon from the Valley Corn Maze. So you've already given us a lot of great information, but once again, where can people find that maze?
So the maze is located right on Highway 2, 1 mile east of East Grand Forks. We are on the east side of Highway 2. You really can't miss us. We're right in the middle of a field next to Hefty Seed is right next to us. And otherwise, it's just the two of us that are kind of out there in the middle of nowhere. But we're right there, so it's really easy to access.
And some of the main attractions of the corn maze are?
So we have the 15-acre corn maze itself, which we have cut in the design of We the People this year. So we have Lady Liberty, the Liberty Bell, an eagle, and then that design is in the corn maze this year. And we also have tons of yard activities, a corn box to play in, a zip line, basketball games. We have a wagon train ride and lots of yard games to play.
We talked about some of the food that they have to offer. We mentioned that Hot Siren hot chocolate will be starting in October, but just to go over some of the other treats that are going to be there.
Yes, we have our very popular mini donuts. They are so good. We also have a taco in a bag is a very popular one. Hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, chips, candy, pop, all those kinds of good things.
And cash and card is acceptable
here? Cash and card, yep.
And this weekend is Grandparent Days. That's a very exciting event, and it grandparents get free admission?
Yes. With per paid grandchild, a grandparent will get in for free.
So that will be on the 30th and the 1st. And then next weekend, Touch a Tractor weekend. Who doesn't want to hop on a tractor and hang out?
Right. It's a really popular one, especially for kids who don't get to grow around or don't get to grow up around the farming industry. And they get to climb up in the big tractors, take pictures, all kinds of things.
Something also that I noticed on the website is you can come back and then you can leave and then come back later in the day, which is really nice that you guys offer that.
Yes. Yep. As long as you keep your wristband on or you have a stamp that we put on when you get there, you can come back later that day.
And not only does the Valley Corn Maze go on, but you mentioned that you guys also schedule in advance for the like engagement pictures, senior pictures. And you can do all that online, and you can contact the Corn Maze how?
You can contact us by email at info@valleycornmaze.com, or you can give our phone number a call. Our phone a call. It is 701-215-6886.
Yeah, and so that's really nice that you can offer doing a bunch of different activities, not just the Corn Maze, but other stuff for in the future. And is that for any time of the year, or is it just a specific time of the year?
Just during our maze operating season.
And when is that?
So this year it was September 16th was when we opened through October 22nd.
And then, again, you mentioned that there are some future things on the website looking ahead for 2024 if people want to start planning in advance.
Yep. We have our annual Sunflower Days, which is a really big event. We plant all kinds of different sunflowers, different colors, different varieties. We also plant zinnia plants that people can come out, they can take photos in, or they can just come out and get you-pick flowers, so fresh flowers that they can take home and enjoy from the Corn Maze.
So we have Grandparents Days this weekend. Next weekend is Touch a Tractor weekend. The following weekend on the 14th and the 15th is Canines in the Corn, and that is the only time that you're able to bring your animals?
Yes, we do allow service animals, but otherwise we do not allow any animals at Valley Corn Maze.
And it says that your pets must be on a leash at all times, right?
Yes, must be on a leash. We do provide water and we have dog treats available. But yes, we just ask that all dogs are on leashes.
And then the final weekend is October 19th through the 22nd. And that's the extended weekend because you mentioned most schools are going to have that weekend off.
Yes. So we are happy to open for Thursday and Friday. We're not typically open on those days. But for the MEA weekend, we are from 11 to 6 on that Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're back to our regular hours of 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday.
And how much do tickets cost?
So kids that are 36 inches and under are free. And we do have a yardstick right by admission, so you don't have to like measure your kid before coming out. And then it is $11 per person over 36 inches tall.
And if you get that season pass, yes, you just pay the one-time fee.
Yes. If you get a season pass, you can get it either at the admission when you come or you can order it online. It's $21 and it's for unlimited visits for the season. And then you just check in when you first get there. And then after that, you just have to tell the admission person your name. They check you in and you're good to go.
Well, Sarah, I think we covered everything. Any other final thoughts that you have on this Valley Talk?
No, but we are really excited for this upcoming weekend. We kind of had rain this last weekend, which was such a bummer when you have to like work with the weather. But this upcoming weekend, Grandparents Weekend, it is a guest favorite. And so we're really excited about it.
And again, you can go online, valleycornmaze.com, to get more information. Sarah Pylon, thank you very much for joining us this Valley Talk. And now we are going to transition into the Minnesota News Network here as we are 5 till 11.